What up? What is up, everybody? Everybody. All like zero. Anyway, so I really hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Okay, I did. It was a pretty good one. What'd I do? I worked the PD Saturday. And then I didn't do anything on Sunday. Didn't do a damn thing on Sunday. What's up, man? Thanks for hanging out at the show. Let's see. Then, of course, Monday was a fantastico day at worky work. And then Tuesday, of course, another fantastico day at worky work. And then Wednesday, another fantastico day at worky work. But the cool thing is that I do have a little bit of a story to tell. Well, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'll bring it up a little bit later because it is what it is. It is what it is. And people who say that shit are very dangerous. Very dangerous people. So check this out, right? Have anybody like watched the news or anything lately? Like there's like I guess Wendy was telling me about it. There's like a serial killer going on in downtown Atlanta. Like legitimately killing people. Like fuck around. And he's targeting women. And I think I saw a video on TikTok too, where it was like women and dogs. Like he's mutilating the fucking the dog too. He's killing the dog and mutilating the woman. So everybody that's out there in like Piedmont area, man, y'all be careful with that shit. I mean, but you know what? Dude's got a car, so he's probably driving around. So I really hope everybody stays safe on that shit, because that is no friggin' joke. That's some scary shit. Watch him be like some sort of truck driver. Like just cruising down the fucking road. I'm gonna go kill this chick. You know, that's a mental patient right there, boy. That is a mental patient, right, champ? So anyway, yeah. Go fucking figure. I'd, that sucks, dude. I hate hearing about that shit. Like a friggin', who's that? Charles Manson or Dahmer? Crazy old bastards. Killing motherfuckers. But the fact that, you know, you kill the woman and then you kill the fucking dog too. It's like, dude, you should probably get charged two times, right? Is he going to get charged for like two? Because, I mean, it's cruelty to animals plus murder, right? Not manslaughter, it'd be murder. But I hope they catch his ass. That's what I think. I hope they catch him. I hope they hang his ass. But, so check this shit out. So, oh man, I was going to bring the sign. So I order food off of DoorDash every so often. And especially like Thursday nights when I'm running behind or, you know, whatever. And I get get on DoorDash, bust out the app, right? Order my food, Chipotle, give me some quesadilla. No. Burrito bowl. That's what I got. I ordered me a burrito bowl. Those things are pretty legit. So I'm busting out this shit, man. And I'm like, hell yeah. All of a sudden, the door friggin' dasher. So the door dasher. I'm going to say it again. Door dasher. Not Postmates, not anybody else. It was DoorDash. So I get a message from this DoorDash. And instead of taking a picture of where my food is, he's giving me this picture like this. And I was like, of him. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I know this guy's not clowning right now. So all of a sudden, I'm looking and he says, back the blue, more like back the poo. I was like, the fuck does that mean? So he basically is like harassing. He doesn't know who I am, doesn't know what I look like, doesn't know that I'm a cop, doesn't know anything. He's just being an idiot. Oops. And next thing I know, I'm like reading these messages and he's like, I think people that can have a 2.0 GPA and have 100 hours of training should be idolized and get parades. I was like, if you've got a problem with cops, bro, why don't you come on over here and say it to my face? Never did. Never came back. So I was like, you know, this guy's just pure, just being dumb. And he's using the app of DoorDash as the funnel to channel it towards me because I can't get his number, right? But little did he know that DoorDash, if you're using their app, DoorDash tracks the messages. So I get a hold of DoorDash. I'm sending them, you know, through their little bullshit chats, whatever. I'm just kind of sending it to. And next thing I know, I'm just kind of like, wow, you know, if that would have been somebody towards a group of people, right? Like the LGBTQ community or the BLM community or the military community or anything else, shit would have went fucking crazy. But the fact that he's just kind of went after the blue line, it's just like, meh, it's okay. They, you know, meh, no big deal. Let's just go ahead and just let them have it. Well, you know, fuck that. Okay. You were harassing, you were being hateful, you were being spiteful, and you use the app to hide behind it. Well, you know what? News flash for you, buddy. It was a dude's face with a female's name. His name was Bethany. And I thought, you know what? I know DoorDash uses two people pretty much. You know, one person drives, the other person runs up and goes and delivers the food. And I thought, you know what? This little motherfucker, he used his girlfriend's or his sister's phone to message the hate bullshit. And I thought, you know what? I hope that bitch loses her job too. So I did a TikTok and I tagged DoorDash in it. I want everybody to comment on that and just tag fucking DoorDash and Instagram as well, the Reels. Just fucking comment on it and tag them. That way they see that shit because that's some of the people that are running around with delivering food. Now, the food is not a sealed food. You know what I mean? Yeah, they cover it. Yeah, they do this. Yeah, they might put a sticker on it, but that shit's easy to take off. So I didn't trust the food. I was like, fuck that. I am not eating this food. You done pissed me off. Come on back here because I totally want to have a conversation with you. Not really. So, and I'm like, you know what, you little bastard. So I call up, I get a hold of course, DoorDash, and I'm bitching at them, and I'm bitching. And they offered to pay me $7.45 for the meal. And I went, $7.45. Motherfucker, that meal was like $20. Why are you only going to give me a quarter of it? So I thought, you know, it's either all or nothing. So they actually like refunded like $30 of this food. And I thought, it's not even about the money right now. It's about who you're hiring. And I really hope you plan to do something about it. I really do. All they could tell me was that they're going to do like a internal affairs type style. And I thought, whatever. I really hope that son of a bitch loses his job. I really hope she does. Because that was her phone that he used to message me through. So I hope they both lose it. Because if you do that in a whole nother career field, I told that little bastard to go ahead and stay a Dasher. But if you want to have that much hate now, and you've got to say something, you have to say something. Dogs are running around here like a bunch of dogs. And you're going to use the Dasher app, you know? Okay. Okay, why are you that much of a chicken shit to say something to somebody's face? Probably. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It's a blatant disrespect of people, period. Hateful people, period. And I don't like that. I think that's disgusting. I really do. I think that's the worst. Hey. I gotta be right back, you guys. I am so sorry. Hold on. Sorry about that. If anybody who knows Lil Bit, she's just a little bitch, and she was eating something that shouldn't have been hers, so I had to take it away. Bitch is going to run around like bitches. Yeah, so, you know, and hate breeds hate, and that little bastard is probably running around going, yeah, I told this guy, you know, what's he going to do? I know where he lives. Well, you sent a picture of him. See, I'll even show you the picture. Let's see. I'll show you the picture of the little bastard. So there you go, guys. That's the picture of the guy. And you see what he said down there at the bottom. It's hard to read it. Back the blue, you mean back the poo. And that's him. That's the little shit bag that decided to harass and everything else. And I hope this thing goes fucking Willy Wonka's. But I was like, wow, you little turd. You know, you're going to hide behind an app. But whatever. I don't care. Do your thing. Continue to be a dasher. And I hope somebody tells you how to do your job when you get older. It's just the way it's going to go, I guess. Welcome to the new world, right? Isn't that how it is? Everybody hates everybody. Everybody's disgusted with everybody. Everybody's just this, what are you going to do for me type style, whatever that mentality is. You know, I just, it's absolutely repulsive. You know, back when I was growing up, you got your ass whooped for mouthing off. And if you mouthed off one too many times, you got your ass whooped more than once. So, but I mean, it's, what the fuck's going on with this camera? Every time I move. I know it's auto-focusing, but this thing is going crazy tonight. But I mean, it just pisses me off to the point where it's like, and you know, the little bastard knows there's nothing I can do, but I know what he looks like. You know, I know what he looks like. And that was like the dumbest thing. I guess he just thought that Dasher was just going to just, it's like Snapchat, just going to delete. Fucking dummy. A ghost behind me? Well, I better hope there's not no damn ghost behind me. So, you know, I just don't like people that do that. And then also too, there's other people that I really could care less about. The ones that love to talk about you and talk shit behind your back and then want to try to be your best friend. Those are the best ones on planet Earth. You know, when I was growing up, we had I remember this kid. It was kind of annoying and nobody cared for him. And I got tired of hearing people bitching about this poor kid. I was like, golly, man, y'all shut the fuck up. Just shut your mouth. Just leave the poor kid alone. And then I wasn't trying to be rude, but it was like, bro, they don't care for you. Don't you have the feeling that you're not wanted here? And he got up and walked away and he sat at another table. This is only at lunchtime. And I felt bad for saying that, but it was like, I didn't really know how else to say it. But you know, that was growing up. You learn, you live and learn. Sometimes I'm just shocked about some of the things that comes out of my mouth. I really am. I'm always shocked. And it just infuriates me it's people that don't, they'll talk about you. They talk behind you. They're your best friends to your face, but they want to stay back there and then go, hee-hee-hee. Well, here's the thing. If I find out that you were talking to another friend of mine, I want to know why that other friend didn't stick up for me. And I want to know why that other friend felt so comfortable with you talking shit. There's a few people I have to delete. You know, I've just gotten to the point in my life where I'm just like, you know, I'm done with people like that. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm done. I am done listening. It's my life. I'm done listening to negativity. I'm done listening to toxicity. I'm done listening to everything and anything about it, and just going to pack my shit and vacate their premises. Period. Done. You know what I mean? it's just so fucking annoying. I don't give a shit if it's fucking friends. I don't give a shit if it's fucking family. I don't give a shit if it's fucking work. If you don't like it, get the fuck on. Go. Bounce. If you don't like what I do, you don't like me for who I am, and you've known me for, I don't know, 30 minutes to fucking 40 years, and you don't like it, well, I'm not keeping you here. There's the door. I'm not going to change. It's not going to happen. I might get a little tweaks here and there, but shit ain't going to fucking change. I've always just said what was on my mind. Always. And sometimes it comes out for the best. Sometimes it doesn't come out for the best. Sometimes it, you know, but whatever. Yeah, that's what I try telling people about positivity. So I was trying to sell, tired of hearing it. It keeps dinging. I'm tired of hearing it. So, well, that was Zeus. It sounded like damn Zeus was like talking. I thought, what the hell? So, you know, and I've heard people call me fake. You know, that's what I think about it. You call me fake. Fuck it. Call me fake all you want. But here's the deal. Okay. I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. So I was trying to sell two twin bed mattresses. They were for my boys. I bought them for my kids when they had, what was it? When they had the bunk beds. That was a whole nother story. And so the thing is that I got these kids their beds, and they probably slept in them like maybe three times. In a matter of 5 years, they probably slept in them three times. So my oldest doesn't come hang around. He's older. He's 17 years old. He does his thing. The younger one comes over here, hangs out. And he mostly passes out on the couch. So there's really no point in me having these mattresses, right? I'm just moving them from apartment to apartment to apartment. No point right now. None whatsoever. So I posted them on Facebook Marketplace. That's the worst. I don't give a shit. So I post them on Facebook, and my fucking messenger is just exploding with glee with these people wanting these mattresses, and they want me to ship them. Fuck you. I'm not shipping a damn thing. I'm not shipping them. I'm not going to go to the UPS store and ship them to you at $40 for both. It's not going to happen. So then all of a sudden, a gentleman gets a hold of me, and I was like, fuck, right? I totally want to just take these things off the marketplace. I was like, fuck, all right, fine. So I'm reading, and he's just south of me. He's in a smaller town south of me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play a game with this guy. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Well, he proceeds to tell me his life story. So he was married. He got a divorce. She had custody of the kids, because he was an addict. And since he was an addict, she, of course, had the custody. She ended up taking him to court, basically taking him for everything. So then he said, something happened. And he said, you know what? I'm done. Light switch clicked. Hey, why don't y'all go wrestle somewhere else? Oh, shit, turds. So I said, okay, you know, that's cool. So he starts telling me, and he's like, you know, and then I met my best friend, you know, 14 years ago, and I ran into her again, and she's got three kids. I've got my three, and she's the world to me. And, you know, she helped me through this. She helped me through that, you know, I'm trying to save the money and get these mattresses. Now, mind you, I'm trying to sell them both. I think they were like $80. $80 for both of them. That's stupid cheap for a Serta mattress. Okay. They're, I mean, dumb cheap. So I was like, all right. I said, all right, buddy, I'll tell you what. If your story is really that true, because which it was, because I copped him on Facebook and I started really watching and reading some of his old posts because he was public. And sure shit. And I thought, you know what, bud? I said, I'll tell you what, my man. I'll just give you the mattresses. They're not doing me any good. I'll just give you the mattresses. So that's what I did. I gave him his mattresses. Because in the end, it doesn't even matter. There's, you know, okay. So I thought, you know, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do a good deed because guess what? I don't need anything in return. I don't need anything in return from him. If I can help him and his family, then go do it. Go, here's your mattresses. Get them out of here. And I saw some tears coming into his eyes because nobody really has given him anything. And I thought, fuck around, dude. Now, if people would just sit back and think about things before they would even say anything, like the little schmuck with the DoorDash. You know, I was like, the kid obviously has no clue. I can't wait till life beats him in the ass. I know that's bad karma. I really hope he stubs his toe. That's a good one. I love that one. That's my favorite. But I mean, and that's exactly right, Wendy. That's what the world needs most of is people to actually help people out without looking for something in return. I mean, I don't care. Correct. You know, and I thought about doing that. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to film it. There's no point. I know what I did. I don't need to broadcast it, you know. I did the body cam footage, and the body cam footage, that one was a good little video because that one, that lady was, she was definitely breaking down, and you can just tell by the, it's hard to describe that video. You know what I mean? But, it really is hard to describe that video because it was like, she was happy that she saw me and then she was sad all at the same time. And then it was just a weird, weird coincidence, not coincidence, but a weird circumstance, a whole, circumstances of things. And I thought, you know, but I do need to post a part two to that video, but everybody will be all right. But I mean, at the end of the day, did it really hurt somebody to say, hey man, you know, I like your shirt? Or did it hurt somebody to say, hey man, I like your fucking beard? Or hey man, I really dig your something. Does it hurt? No, it's better to say something negative than it is to say something positive. And we're always going to remember the negative parts. Boy, that is some good vodka. I feel Russian right now. Russian. Good vodka. Vodka. Yeah, that video, Wendy, you're absolutely right. You can feel it when you watch it. She was elated to see me. But you know, like her story is so unique. It's not even the first mental, I say mental health, but that's not the first mental health patient that I've had to deal with as a police officer. That's for damn sure. And it's so rampant out here. So rampant. And you don't even know if it's like self-induced or if they're born that way. You don't know anything. You don't know shit. You know, I do security, right? Is Matt still here? So is Matt still watching the show? So me and Matt do the security gig, right? And we do a lot of service and, you know, installs and different things here and there. And we go into people's houses. We've never been. We're going by a something. Sometimes it's the size of your phone. And you're reading things where certain things are at. But I don't know your house. And we get these customers that are like, y'all installed it. You tell me where it's at. You live here. How do you not know where it's at? And it's like, it just drives me crazy with people that do that shit. It really does. Bastards. First, the neighbor behind me was like hammering nails like through the walls and shit, right? And then now the dogs are running around acting like a bunch of lunatics. They're rabid. But I mean, you know, and I know Matt feels the same way, and I know a lot of the other people feel the same way. And it's like, I don't live here. I don't know your house. I don't know where your bathroom is. I don't know where the kitchen is. I don't know any of this stuff. We walk into so many houses. It is unreal. Yeah, people are really dumb. But I was like, good Lord. And then somebody was like, well, I didn't put them in. I was like, well, neither did I. You know, it's like, you really want to explain it to them. Well, yeah, well, neither did I. I didn't do it. You know, when I was a mechanic, it was like that. It was like, well, I didn't, why should I pay for something that just broke? I didn't break it. Well, I didn't fucking break it either. I didn't design the car. I didn't make the car. All I do is fix the car. So why, what kind of mental state are you on? I don't know the names of your roaches. Oh my God, dude. I was in a house today. She said, first house this morning, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, yeah. So this house used to have a whole bunch of, critters. And I went, what? Now, I don't know how everybody else feels about that, but critters to me are like varmints, critters, like squirrels, rats running around. I opened up that control panel and opened it, and it dumped out nothing but roach poop. Just I was like, yep. And all that black dots right there, that's all roach poop. And it stunk. It stunk so bad. She goes, well, we've cleaned it all up since then. You know, that was maybe like a couple of months ago. Months ago. Look, I get it. Sometimes it's, I don't know how it gets to that state, but I get it. Sometimes, you know, it happens. I don't know. But the fact that she cleaned it, I mean, awesome. It's clean. It's not like one of the houses that I went into and opened it up and I had roaches crawling on my arm. I mean, that was cool. And you turn around and look, and guess what? She's a nurse. And you're like, I'm not going to that hospital. No way. No how. Ain't going to happen. Captain, not going. Fuck that. It's disgusting. And how does that happen? How does that happen? Like, how can you be a nurse and live in a roach infested house? You've got like maybe four or five kids. Have them clean it, help clean it up. You're not the only one living there. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. I opened everything up and the son of a bitch just started crawling on me. I was like, God bless. Are you kidding me? You know, I'm not saying I'm the cleanest fool, but let me tell you, man, I freak out. If I see a bug, bro, I freak out. I'm like, oh, hell no. I go running around here with like Raid and shit and put the dogs in the bathroom and I'll just all over the carpet. I am not playing that game. I do not like that stuff at all. People are definitely disgusting. But it's been a hell of a week. Oh, my goodness. And three things that y'all should learn very well not to discuss with anybody else. Three things. And you should never do it on like social medias and shit. three things. You ready for this? Don't ever, ever talk about your financial status with anybody on social media or in person. Don't ever do it, because you know what they do? They turn around and they put it right back on you. Yeah? Well, if you've got that, well, why can't you do that or that or that? Don't ever put your, right? That's rule number one. Rule number two, don't ever put your love life, your relationship status on social media. Don't ever do that shit either. Don't do it. It's just pointless. The people who know are going to know. Right? Oh my God, they are like 100% wrestling, and it's like, fuck around. Like, they pick tonight. Everybody picks tonight to do something. What was the third one? Oh, don't ever, ever, ever let anybody know your next move. Hustle in silence. Right? That's what I say. And then let the haters just sit back and watch. Oh, yeah. And fourth, there is another one. Yeah. Don't ever dip your pen in company ink and post it on social media. Good Lord. Don't ever do that. Man, that's just, come on, man. Y'all should know better than that by now. But I mean, that's it. Don't ever just leave that shit alone. Leave that shit alone. But I don't know about y'all, but how well is communication for y'all? Big man, really? It just happened? Don't tell me you did that. Nope, just happened. Nope. I'm just playing. But God, I ought to beat your ass. I'm just kidding. She's too little. She's only a year old. Yes, and Wendy, you are correct. Communication is number one in just about everything. You know, communicate. I just don't get it. What was it? I saw something that was like, you know what? Anyway, I can't remember it, and I'm not even going to sit here and try to figure it out either. So I'll figure it out on another show or something. But that's, you know, that's the gist of it. You know, live your life and do your shit. Is that the vodka talking? Maybe. I mean, you don't know what's in this bottle. I can tell you it's water all day long, but you would think it's water, but it could be vodka. It's not vodka. It's rum. Right? I'm just playing. It's water. It is water. So, but yeah, don't ever do that shit. Just leave that shit alone. Let the haters fucking hate from a distance. And because you know what? Those people are going to be your biggest fans. Guarantee you I have haters. Guarantee it. I could probably count a couple of them on my fucking hand. I've got haters everywhere. But you know what? I'm still not going to change who I am. Wendy says it's just really red wine. Girl, it is White Claw. It is White Claw. I'm not afraid to drink a fucking White Claw, bro. You got me twisted. I went into Walmart one time, right? And these two like college guys, they're like, I don't know. They look like track and field. Whatever track and field guys look like, that's what they look like. Short shorts. And they're like, hey, man. We don't have any beaches here, really. Except for some of them that, you know, that's how they act. But we don't have waves. So they're not surfer guys. And they're standing by the White Claws. I go walking up, grab a fucking case of White Claw, and come walking right back out. Because I didn't care. I was like, I want to see what all the hype is. Why not?
I don't have anything to prove to anybody. So it's like, why not? Why would I care about what other people thought about me? Oh my God. If that was the case, I'd probably never leave the house. This podcast would never even exist. TikTok would never exist. None of social medias would exist because I cared too much about what people thought of me. But I don't. That's the thing. I really, 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 truly do not care about what people think about me. It's the way it goes. Welcome to my mind. I really want to get some authors on the show. I really want to try to get different aspects of people on the show. So there was a lady that came on the show last week, right? That nurse Missy. Wonderful woman. One of her people was in the audience, and I'm going to try to get her on the show. We've been messaging back and forth. I'm going to try to get her on the show because she was an advocate. So anyway, if anybody missed that show, go hit it up last week. It's even on Spotify. So I'm going to get her on the show. And then there is another person that I'm getting on the show. She's an MMA fighter. So, and the importance of women with self-defense. Okay. Here's a little snippet of a story. So I dated this mother, right? Mother of two kids. She was living by herself and scared to death. She was scared of everything and anything. And so she wanted to buy a gun. So she bought a gun. She bought a little SIG, little 380, right? Cool gun. Beautiful gun. It shoots well. I sounded like Trump just now. Great people. Great people. Love them. They're nice. They're some of my closest friends. So she ends up buying this gun. Never shot it. It was sitting just in the package, in the box still. The extra mag was just sitting in the extra mag. I don't know, plastic, whatever. Then also too, I said, okay, here's the thing. If you're for some reason walking in a dark alley and you're scared, I don't know why you'd be walking in a dark alley, and you're scared. That's just, everybody knows that's horror flicks 101. So if you have your hand in your purse, a woman has her hand in her purse and she feels like she needs to hold that gun. Well, you grab the gun, right? And then she sees maybe three men come walking up, right? She comes walking up and she doesn't know who they are. She's starting to get a little bit nervous. Okay. We'll do case in point, Atlanta, Georgia now. Case in point. So if she's got her hand on her pistol, she can undo the holster inside the purse. Now, the question I had for her was, if they grab you and they grab your purse, what are you going to do? She says, I'm going to pull my gun out and shoot them. I said, why wouldn't you just shoot through the purse? Do you know what her reaction was? This is a $3,000 purse. I'm not going to ruin the purse. So by your mindset, a $3,000 purse is more important than your life. Huh. Let that sink in. You have to do some sort of training. You have to train for life. School's not going to teach you that shit. You have to train for life. You have to learn how to throw them dukes. You have to learn how to shoot. You have to learn how to cook. You have to learn. School's not going to teach you this shit anymore. That's why you carry it on your person and not in your purse. Yeah, I mean, there's some people that don't want to carry it on them, or if they're wearing yoga pants or whatever. You almost would need like 6 different holsters to fit different styles of clothing that you're going to wear. So
I mean, I get it. A lot of women want to keep it. And a 380 is not that big anyway. What, size of the hand? I mean, but it's just what it is. So, yeah, she made a comment about it. And I was like, really? So a $3,000 purse was more important than your life? That's crazy. And, you know, and unfortunately, that's a lot of people that are like that. That's what they do. That's how they think. Yeah, Matt's a cupcake. Yeah. So back in the day, me and Matt used to spar all the time when he would come over to the shop, when I had my shop. We had a good time doing that. Every once in a while, I had the doors open because I was right on Main Street and the doors were open. And he'd come walking in with his buddy or whatever, his coworker, whatever. What was his name? JT?
JT Money.
They'd come pulling in and Matt would go, "You want to spar?" I'm like, "Yeah." It was fun. It was fun. We even slap boxed a little bit at our last job. And people were like, "Oh crap." They didn't know what to think. We were just like, "Fuck it. Let's just start slap boxing." So we started slap boxing. It was not fast. It was not a whole, it wasn't hard. It wasn't fast. It was just kind of like fluid, you know, pop, 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 pop. And, people were watching us. And then once he got me, he was like, "Whoo!" right in the mouth. I thought, "Whoa, hey man, I'd have ate that one if that was a punch. That was a good toss." and it's just, that's how it was. That's how it is. And we had fun doing that shit. Big man, me wearing my black belt gun fu at all times. I have a card that lets me send someone same day shipping to the only man who can really judge us. Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know, man. I think everybody needs to learn how to defend themselves, period, bar none. Whether it be with these, whether it be mentally, whether it be with a gun, you have to learn to defend yourself. I believe that every person that I believe that every person at a certain age needs to learn how to do CPR. I don't think that should only be like selected few, you know. What if you're at a job with like five people and you have a heart attack and nobody knows CPR? Guess what? You're dead. You're dead. Congratulations. You have to be, you have to be smart. You have to live. You have to do these things. You know, if it's not for you, you know, it's for your kids. If it's not for your kids, it's for your family. If it's not for your family, it's for something. But you have to think. You have to live for life. You have to build you for life. Does that make sense? You have to. Period. Like Big Man says, always three steps ahead. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain it. I can't think of it like on a whim. Yeah, I think people need to be certified in CPR. And if I'm not mistaken, the classes are free, aren't they? They're free CPR classes. You could save your kid's life. Your kids can save your life. Just by learning some fucking fundamentals of CPR. I mean, how ridiculous. What if... Recertified. It changes as medicine progresses. It should be part of every job's orientation. Okay, I know. I know. Like, when... So we have in the back of the patrol cars, we actually have portable AEDs. What the fuck does that stand for? I got a brain fart. Electronic device. Anyway, it's for shocking your heart. So, golly, I got a brain fart on that already. So we each patrol car carries them, and they're all voice activated. They're all automated to when you hook it up to someone, it tells you, you know, stand back, everybody clear. And then you go, okay, is everybody clear? And then it does it automatically. Yes, automatic external defibrillator. Thank you. And then it's like, okay, then it frees you up. They actually have a machine, Wendy. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they actually have a machine that will, if you start administering CPR, they have a machine where you put the person, you roll the person over, you put this back underneath, right? This little, it's not little, it's for your shape of a back, and it's kind of like coned in a way, like curved, right? So you roll the person, you lay them on top of that, you grab this machine and you hook it up to it, and then it, and you hit a button and it's battery operated. And then it comes down and it pushes down on the chest, and then it determines if it's a child, if it's an adult or whatever. And it pushes down for a second, and then it starts administering CPR. So that gives the other person a time to break, and it does CPR. That machine is wicked. Get down. You're such a bitch. Get down. I'm going to throw my crock at her. But it's a legitimately badass machine that does CPR. And it's fucking phenomenal. And it, you can actually, if you have it at your department or you have it at your job or whatever, they take it, and then you actually have like a serial number or whatever, and like a, almost like there's a, I want to say there's like a GPS on it as well. That way you can also go over there and go pick it up to see where it's at, you know, whether the fire department has it or the hospital still have it, whatever. And the batteries, I don't know how long the batteries last, but it's, it is friggin' neat. But that's my thing. I think not only should you learn how to change brakes and check your oil, I also believe you need to learn how to do some CPR. So anyway, so you guys, that was basically the show. So thanks for hanging out with me. Just kind of get some shit off my chest. And hopefully, you know, some of the stuff, you know, hopefully some of you guys listen to it and kind of go, you know what? Some of the stuff, I'm not wrong. I'm not going to be 100% correct. I mean, at all. Like these stupid masks, but that's, I want to do a topic on that so bad. Oh my God. Yeah. Matt is not wrong. I do not change brakes anymore. I do not like working on a cars. I got burnt out, dude. That's it. It was over. It was over. And I think I told you that shit. I said, if this job does not work out, and that was it, that last repair shop that I worked at, I said, if this job does not work out, I'm done. I will not turn another wrench. And that was 2017, 2016, 2017. I said, fuck this. Yeah. You guys share, like this page, subscribe to it. Tell your friends, subscribe. Not only that, don't forget, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on all kinds of different channels and avenues and everything else. Trying to get some sponsorships for the audio side of the podcast. That way, kind of everything kind of changes up. I'd love to get Yeti, just different things, you know. We're trying to work it out, and let's do it. You know, let's grow. I mean, because honestly, we've got right now, this is our 30th episode, the Gorilla Lounge 30th episode. And this 30th episode, we have 530 subscribers to the show. 530. And what trips me out is that five to 15 people will watch out of 530. And those odds are just kind of like, but I don't know, over 65,000 views, man, it's bomb. So we're still growing. We're still learning. We're still trying. And, we're doing it. My father's a class instructor, retired 30 plus years, EMS. Yeah. See, AED. Yeah. I mean, it's, and that guy right there, you know, damn well, he's gonna, if somebody needs a life saved, he can actually do it. Yeah, if anybody wants some stickers, holler at Wendy.
for sure. But I think I'm going to cut it tonight. I think I'm going to call it because, just because of almost an hour now of just me venting and getting on a soapbox. I don't really talk. I mean, there's a lot more shit to talk about, but, gotta get more info. So anyway, you guys, I want you guys to say thank you so much to, thanks for hanging out. And let me end it with a positive, let me find a stupid motivation. Sorry, I wasn't trying to say stupid motivation. No, I don't like that one. Ah, you ready? You ready for this one? Winners in life don't always win. They just don't give up. Winners in life don't always win. They just don't give up. So, you guys, enjoy it. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for paying attention to the show. Like, subscribe, hit the like button. Be on the lookout. I'll probably do some more audio on Spotify's and stuff. So, you know, be on the lookout for some stickers. I'm probably going to stick them on the back of some semi-trucks. Get out of here, you little shit. I'm going to stick them on her. Oh, man, you guys. I love y'all, man. I really do. I appreciate it. You guys, thanks for hanging out. And we'll see you next week. All right, then. Later.